Two sisters from St. Philip on charges of theft from a private medical facility. The younger sibling accused of stealing over $300,000. Mixed reactions from the public concerning government seeking to become a full CAF member to unlock access to more funding. A senator raises concerns over ministerial powers in the immigration bill. And a Barbadian named among the world's 500 most influential Muslims. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Two sisters from Union and Bequest in St. Philip are before the court on charges of theft from a well-known private medical facility. Administrative Assistant Tonja Trotman, 41, of Union, is facing over 200 counts of theft amounting to $307,000, allegedly stolen between 2020 and 2024. Her matter is currently before Magistrate Manila Rene in the District A Court. However, proceedings were delayed as the magistrate was required to read each charge individually, resulting in the case being stood down until the end of the session. Her elder sister, Nicole Trotman, 44, of Bequest, was granted $10,000 bail. She was not required to plead to the indictable charge that she stole $6,321 from the same medical facility between 2020 and 2024. Nicole Trotman is represented by attorney Brittany Brown, while Tonja Trotman is represented by attorney Markayla Brathwaite, both appearing in association with King's Counsel Michael Lashley. A government senator has raised concerns about what he describes as the continued preservation of broad ministerial discretion, particularly regarding the long-standing reside and work status for permanent residents, as the Parliamentary Joint Select Committee reviews the proposed immigration bill. Senator Gregory Nichols questioned the policy and the rationale behind maintaining what he sees as a broad and unfettered ministerial powers in the administration of immigration matters.
I know you have used the Cantone principle to determine how state powers are exercised, and we continue to draft legislation with the focal point being the minister, but the minister obviously will take advice from the professionals within the departments. But the way the legislation is granted gives the minister, any person who is minister, whether it's one administration or the other, that overriding power for which the scope which delimits the minister's powers initially coming from Parliament. Any legislation doesn't constrain.
Senator Gregory Nichols. Barbadians are concerned that government continues to borrow too much money to fund major projects in the country. Starcom Network News spoke with residents a day after the Parliament amended legislation to make Barbados a full member of the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean, CAF, a step that will provide access to billions of dollars in funding.
Yes, for me, I feel the government borrowing too much money and putting it in the right places. We got a lot of things that I want doing in Barbados, and government just borrowing and then doing stuff. And that's it in a nutshell. And then,
well, I believe that, not judging, but I believe if the government got to borrow any money to make the system, the country better, I have no problem with that. They will be doing same good for the country and the younger generation that coming up.
Yes, they believe they're borrowing too much money because at the end of the day, the next question needs to be asked, what are you borrowing so much money for? Because like you borrowing all this money and then I don't really see enough progress inside the country. So it left me wondering, a little confused, you know? So I highly believe, yes, the government is borrowing too much money.
Yes, too much. And then our grandchildren will have to be paying back these loans. They borrow so much. What have they done with it? Where is the money?
The Voices of Barbadians in the Lunchtime Edition. Non-governmental and charitable organizations are calling for increased government funding and support as they seek to strengthen collaboration across the third sector. Speaking at the second annual Third Sector Collaborative Meeting hosted by the Peter and Jan Boos Family Foundation, founder and chairman Peter Boos urged organizations to unite their efforts to build a more resilient and sustainable sector.
It's a very important step, in my opinion, to make Barbados have a very strong, sustainable third sector. And the reason that this sort of action is needed is because it gets commitment, and everybody has been invited here. And it was oversubscribed, by the way. And the idea then is if we build a third sector that has very well-managed, well-informed is a word I could use, entities, they are doing that to a very high level. And if we have that, it is much more likely that we can attract the necessary funding, because with all of these things, there needs to be funding.
Chairman of the Peter and Jan Booz Family Foundation, Peter Booz. Mass communication students will now be eligible to participate in the Caribbean Broadcasting Union Awards for 2026. The CBU, in partnership with UNICEF, hosted the media launch of the 37th Annual Awards today, announcing a new category designed to showcase the work of children and young creators. CBU Secretary General Sonia Gill noted, as the media landscape continues to evolve, it is important for the awards to reflect that change.
We also are recognizing that the media sector is changing significantly. So it's not just traditional institutions, but individual media professionals who are welcome to participate, both from legacy media and from new media expressions. And for the entire CBU Media Awards, we're introducing a new set of eligible entrants, students. So we are very, very pleased to be able to say that if you were a student between January 1 and December 31, 2025. Once you qualify for that eligible period, you may enter these categories.
That's CBU Secretary General Sonia Gill. A Barbadian has been listed among the world's 500 most influential Muslims. Consultant and community activist Suleiman Bulbulia has been featured in the 2026 edition of the Muslim 500, the world's 500 most influential Muslims, an annual publication produced by the Royal Islamic Strategic Studies in Amman, Jordan, which highlights individuals who have made significant contributions and meaningful impact within the global Muslim community. Our top stories. Two sisters from St. Philip on charges of theft from a private medical facility, the younger sibling accused of stealing over $300,000. Mixed reactions from the public concerning government seeking to become a full CAF member to unlock access to more funding. A senator raises concern over ministerial powers in the immigration bill, and a Barbadian named among the world's 500 most influential Muslims. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network news channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network news on Instagram and at our website on starcomnetwork.net for updates.